Today's discussion is about personal branding. In this episode, I want to focus on a particular niche within the personal branding, that is your online presence. How do you make yourself visible in the online platforms? Should you do that? If so, why? Why should you worry about your online presence? All of us need to understand the importance of branding. We are CEOs of our own companies, Me Inc. To be in business today, our most important job is to be head marketer for the brand called You, said by Tom Peters. This tip is a fundamental tip that you have to be familiar with. My stance is that if you do not know this, you might not be able to optimize your personal brand, because this tip talks about the anatomy of personal branding. It decodes the formula of personal branding. Now, let me tell you what exactly the personal branding is before we jump into the core of the talk to talk about the strategies of optimizing your online presence. Because it's important that you understand what exactly a personal brand represents. When you understand the anatomy of personal branding, it is so easy for you to create the right brand and optimize it up to a level where it will change your value proposition. Here's the formula. Branding equals credibility. Put this down. Branding equals credibility. Credibility equals power. Power equals access. Access equals influence. At the end of the day, your personal branding is addressing one thing, that is influencing. In other words, if you develop a great personal brand, what you develop yourself is influential capability, your ability to influence the people around you. This formula will guide you to understand what exactly your personal branding is and how exactly you need to drive your branding efforts. When you understand that the branding equals credibility, it is all about personal branding. It's all about credibility. Everything that you think, everything that you utter, everything that you do matter. It creates a perception in the heads of people around you. It's nothing but a perception, a way that others perceive you. It might be different from your reality. So being a personal branding enthusiast, all what you need to understand is that everything that you do carries some level of credibility. When you want to optimize your personal brand, you got to optimize the credibility. When you understand that branding equals credibility, the next thing that you need to understand is that through such credibility, you gain power. You gain power to do certain things. Irrespective of what your expertise, what your expert domain is, every one of you can gain power from the people around you. I'll tell you an example. Let's assume that you are a techie. Let's get more specific. Let's assume that your expertise is PHP. You have worked 5+ years on PHP, have developed your technical capabilities up to a level where you could probably do anything and everything in terms of front-end development, API development, and back-end. And you are a full-stack developer. Now, do you approach it? The first thing first, you need to start finding ways to establish credibility. So if you want to say, I'm one of the top 100 PHP developers in the world, that's the credibility that you need to establish. How do you do that? You may talk to people, convey that you are within the top 100. The moment you just say, people will ask, okay, how do you prove? So you need to have evidence. You need to have ways to prove that you have sufficient credibility to claim that you are among the top 100 PHP developers. It might be testimonials that you got from your company's clients. It might be your colleagues talking about you. It might be the contents that you have published in different platforms like Medium, YouTube. It might be the talks that you have done. It might be the work that you showcase, your portfolio, whatever it is. Your first job is to find out ways to establish credibility around what you do. The next step is understanding that through credibility, you are able to gain power as a PHP developer. I'll tell you an example. If you want to establish credibility, you own credibility as a great PHP developer, one of the top 100 PHP developers in the world, start claiming yourself, build credibility around it. Now people will allow you to access their network. Example, a person might come to you and say, hey, Niro, I heard that you are a great PHP developer. You have absolutely great technical skills, development skills, and I want you to speak up to my company. We are a 100-member company. Out of 100 members, we have about 50 people who are developers. I want you to come and deliver a 30-minute speech to my people. So this is the moment you gain power through your credibility. So remember, credibility equals power. The moment you prove that you have certain credibilities, you have the opportunity to work with people. You have the opportunity to gain power to access people around you. The next step is this. Now, someone invites you, endorse level of power. They ask you to come and do something with them. Now, the next step that you need to understand is that what you get there is nothing but access. The person inviting you to speak to their team and organization is simply allowing you to access them. That's it. It's nothing more than just allowing you to access 100-member organization. So where did you start? Thinking of the branding. Then you establish the credibility. Through the credibility, you got the power to work with people. Through the power established, you get access to 100-member organization. Now the final step is what changes your game. That is influence. Personal branding is all about influencing people around you. Put this down. It's all about influencing. For what you represent, it could be whatever the idea that you want to promote. You might want to pitch yourself as the best PHP developer in the country. You might want to prove yourself as the top 100, one of the top 100 PHP developers in the world. You might want to claim yourself as the best speaker in the PHP domain. Whatever it is, the final step in branding is influencing people around you to trust what you are saying. So if you have established the right brand, optimize it up to a level, you are clever in doing what you do. You are clever in articulating your message. People are going to trust what you say. This is where the personal branding can optimize your value instantly. My observation says, As a techie, doing the same exact technical work that you do right now, if you optimize your personal brand, by tomorrow, your value is going to be doubled. It's so magical, everyone. So I want you to understand that it's not an option. Remember, if you do not establish the right position, if you do not build a greater personal brand, what you earn is almost half the money you deserve for doing the same exact thing that you do, because you haven't mastered the game of communication. Personal branding is a way of communicating what you're good at. If you are a PHP developer, you're just telling the world that you are one of the best PHP developers, and you have ways to influence people that you are what you talk about. So remember that. I want you to nod them down, reflect back, and then adopt this particular mindset, adopt this formula into your own techie life. And the result is absolutely promising. If you do experiment this within the next 3 months, I will guarantee you, if you're someone earning $200,000, your value can be optimized up to $400,000. It is going to be double. If you're someone earning $100,000, within 3 to 6 months, focusing on this formula, you can make it $200,000. So my invite is, try it out. And now, let me ask if you have any questions that you need to ask from me. So if you do have any questions, please drop them in the comments. I'm more than happy to answer them and guide you further, helping you to understand what we already spoke about. It could be any question with regard to personal branding or positioning yourself as a techie in the community, in your company or outside your company, right? So at the same time, if you are someone who thinks that you have much more value, but you really don't understand how to sell yourself, drop your concerns, drop your questions in the comment segment. And I'm going to answer all of them during this talk. Here's the number two. This is the second tip that we want to share with you today in terms of developing and optimizing your personal brand. Creating sufficient visibility online. How do you do that? One recommendation that I provide to my coaches who go through my coaching program is this. That is, you got to create sufficient number of profiles in multiple platforms, most prominent platforms. Why? When someone wants to search for you, all what they do is come online, type your name, and hit the search button. They mostly use Google. Google is being one of the prominent search engines that they use. They may use other video platforms like YouTube as well, because YouTube can act as a great search engine as well. If I search your name on Google, what would come up in the first page of the search results? Now, generally, the community is ignorant. You might be ignorant as well. What I mean is that when you make yourself visible online, you don't have a strategy around it. So you end up acting professional on LinkedIn, but very casual and tactical in every other platform, including Facebook and Instagram or Twitter. The damage that you do there is when someone searches your name, the first search result page will showcase your complete profile. Probably one or two links might be relevant and talk about your expertise, your niche. Everything else will be irrelevant, going up to a level most of these contents will be totally offensive. Example, if you are a party guy, if you are a big social creature who is clubbing pretty much every week, every Friday, every Saturday, you might have a lot of Facebook photos and videos doing fun activities. I mean, it's fine, but be conscious, because you are in an environment where you can't hide the things when you post them online. Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's something else, when you post the contents, your photos, videos, your comments, your text, the blogs, microblogs, all of it is visible to everyone. So the moment someone searches your name on Google or any other search engine, what comes first is what matters most. So if you haven't been strategic in your branding game, your search result is not going to be anything positive. Trust what I say here. A lot of companies search your name as the very first step in their filtering process in terms of recruitment. So this is a great way to know what kind of person you are. Going beyond that point, when someone wants to understand your expertise, your credibility, all what they do is search your name on a search engine. So what you have to do there is to create sufficient contents using sufficient number of profiles in multiple platforms. So I'm going to give you the most recommended platforms that you have to be in. I recommend 10 platforms where you have to create your presence. Well, the moment I suggest this, people ask me, Niro, is that a possibility to maintain 10 different profiles in 10 different platforms? Well, my stance is, if you are really serious about your personal brand, if you are really serious about your niche, if you are really, really keen in developing yourself as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, you got to do that. That does not mean day in, day out basis, you're going to go into all these 10 platforms and consume data, consume information, as well as you try to create posts in every platform every day, day in, day out. No, it might be impossible. What you need to do is to pick a few platforms as your core platforms. The rest got to have some regular visits, maybe weekly, few times a week, few times a month should be fine. You can also automate the content creation so that automatically the contents will be pushed into multiple platforms simultaneously. So what I do is that I do schedule contents into multiple platforms using certain software. In a later podcast episode, I will talk about these tools. But at the moment, just know that you got to ensure that you have sufficient visibility, sufficient presence in sufficient number of platforms. And here are my top 10 recommendations. The number one is LinkedIn. Nothing but LinkedIn. If you forget about everything else, but have strong presence in LinkedIn, you still will be able to survive and do great compared to your colleagues, because most of the colleagues don't have a strategic game. When you see LinkedIn as a strategic platform to optimize your personal brand, it can do magics. The second recommendation, the second recommended platform is YouTube. The question is, as a techie, have you created your YouTube channel? As a techie, do you own a YouTube channel? If the answer is no, I ask you to go back and ask the question very seriously. Why am I not interested in creating my YouTube channel. It has multiple benefits. This is the greatest free platform for you to showcase your capabilities, your ability to speak up, your ability to share knowledge, your ability to train and coach people online. Video is one of the best media for you to establish your credibility. So create your profile soon after this particular session. The third recommended platform that I urge you to get into is Medium. Medium is so great, allowing you to showcase your writing skills. You don't have to be a great blogger, great author to create your profile and start producing content. My daughter is 12 years and she has a Medium blog. Why I encouraged and guided her to do so is for the same reason. So I want her to start building up credibility around her writing skills, authoring skills. At the same time, this is an opportunity for her to test her writing skills. So do you. You got to be good at your communication, your writing abilities. In order to test it, use Medium as your test ground. Fourth recommendation is About Me, ABOUT.me. I'm surprised if you haven't heard of this particular platform yet. This is the number one platform that allows you to create your online CV. What I have done is, as you see, I have created my online profile, linking up all the other social media from that. So anyone finds me on About Me will find my every other social profile. What a fantastic way to showcase your own personal profile, your own personal brand. Try that out. The fifth platform that I recommend is Quora. Quora is a Q&A platform. It's a platform where people ask a lot of questions. Why you should be here is simply because you can consume the answers, you can go through the questions and answers on the relevant fields so that you get a lot of insights from different perspectives, from different people, experts around the world. At the same time, as a content creator, as a techie, as a subject matter expertise, you can contribute in answering some of those questions. The platform supports the people who answers the questions and promote them. And the moment you start answering the questions, similar questions will be notified to you so that you can start answering them regular basis. Initially, when I wanted to establish my personal branding, I was answering 10 to 20 questions in a day whenever I get a leisure time, whenever I sit and wait for something, right? Whenever I'm on a queue, I used to pick up the questions and start answering, and that has created greater level of knowledge in me itself, because I got to study, I got to keep in touch with the concepts, I got to know what I'm talking about. So this was a great way to build up my own credibility and competency around what I do. So check that out. The sixth platform that I proposed that you get into is Twitter. Well, I have a Twitter account. I have just enough visibility. I'm not a strong Twitter person, but I do have a Twitter account. And if you search my name, you can try it out, right? If you search my name, the first 10 results are really, really relevant results. The seventh social media platform, online platform that I recommend is Vimeo. Vimeo is another video platform where you can upload your videos. So if once you start create, I suggest you start creating a YouTube channel. Once you have a YouTube channel, then get into Vimeo. You can pretty much upload the same video into Vimeo as well. Number eight recommendation is Tumblr. Hopefully you have heard of it. Note this down. You see that on the screen. Tumblr is one of the great platforms for you to find a very unique audience. It's an Instagram-like, Facebook-like platform, but the quality contents are posted in that platform. So create your account in Tumblr. Do monthly visits. If you can, make it weekly, bi-weekly. Just ensure that you create some regular contents in that platform as well. The next recommendation, which is the number ninth recommendation, is SlideShare. SlideShare is another great online platform where you can showcase your capabilities, your credibilities, your expertise by uploading slide decks. So you don't have to make it your day in, day out activity, right? Whenever you have some unique, authentic presentations that you have crafted yourself, upload them there. There'll be people consuming your data through which they will start learning about you. So you can actually build up your credibility and your audience base through SlideShare as well, because people use SlideShare, use it for learning something, going through the slide decks that can add value to their competency and profile. So number 10 recommendation is Facebook. There's a perception that Facebook is not the best social media platform, and it's so distractive. Yes, it is up to a distractive platform because a lot of noise presence in Facebook. However, one thing you realize is that it can be a really useful online platform, as a lot of your colleagues, a lot of your clients, a lot of your audience will consume Facebook. So how do you make it effective? How do you make that effective is having a strategy. You got to develop a branding strategy, telling yourself that I'm going to use Facebook for a purpose, nothing else, for my own purpose. That could be your branding goals. If you want to establish your branding, Facebook is a great one. But remember, Facebook has a lot of noise, pretty much the highest and the biggest noise than any other social media. So you got to be mindful when you are on Facebook. All in all, these recommendations will help you to establish sufficient online presence yourself and optimize it up to a level people can easily locate you.